This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
This is an election year. I don't know if you guys know that or not. And KVOI is going to be Southern Arizona's best place for election coverage. There will be no radio or media station that is going to interview more different kinds of candidates than what I do, Zach does, and Billy Buck at the noon hour. So pay attention to KVOI.com. We're going to have some great elections places where we're going to aggregate interviews and all this stuff as a one-stop shop so you guys can check all of this out. So more announcements to come. This hour we're also going to give away a gift certificate to Just Kebab up in Oral Valley. Good morning to Brandon Martin, thinking of elections 2020. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
How are you doing?
I am doing great, sir. Appreciate being here.
So let's get, of course, he's running in a Republican primary for Congressional District 2, Brandon Martin for Congress.com. If you'd like to follow along what he's doing, and if you want to donate, Brandon Martin for Congress.com. Busy day in Arizona, Tucson for you today, right?
Busy day. We're here from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening, so we have a full day and can't wait to get at it.
Are there any events that people can come see you today that's open to the public?
No events open to the public today. We do have some coming up in the future. We're having a fundraiser on February 1st down in Sierra Vista. Have a young country singer from Nashville coming in, Trey Taylor. So we're doing some things there, but this is 2020, and we're 6 months out from the early ballots being mailed out. So we're going to be in Tucson, all over the district, plenty. So follow us, join us. We'd like to hear from you.
So I teed it up for you a little bit before the top of the hour. I gave Representative Kirkpatrick's response to the Soleimani kill. What's the Brandon Martin response to the Soleimani kill?
One more terrorist is dead. And he was a big terrorist, and he was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans. And I would like to say that President Trump is protecting the troops that we have overseas, and it's a very good thing.
So for you, this is your second time around and walking and talking around the district. So let's get to it. This is a very interesting district where it's very balanced. Right?
It is.
The more you get to, as we like to say, if I was going to draw a line from Sierra Vista to the University of Arizona, it skews a little more right as I get closer to Sierra Vista and a little more blue as I get closer to the U of A.
A little bit.
So I always like to ask this, as someone who's talking to constituents in the district, what truly are the concerns? Is the, you know, as I like to say, Tucson's the most prosperity resistant community in America. So when you have this killer national economy going on, maybe we don't feel it as much here.
Right.
What are you hearing from the actual humans on the ground as you're knocking on doors and shaking hands?
Well, it varies greatly along that line that you just described. But, you know, down in Cochise County, there are a lot of issues, property rights, water, the big issues, health care. We have a lot of retirees here in the district. We have a lot of veterans in the district. So veterans care, retirees, we have a lot of those type issues. But people just, they care about the economy. They care about jobs. They care about, you know, what's happening to their family and how the government is affecting that.
So how about the average American, the family, right? That middle class American that had their discretionary income obliterated by Obamacare 10 years ago. What are they looking like? Are they feeling this economy now?
They are. They're not as feeling it as much here as they should be, in my opinion. But that's because, like you said, here in the Tucson area, it's a little bit more blue.
Right.
So as the district as a whole, we're not seeing the results that we should. But across the board, unemployment numbers are all-time records. President Trump is cutting regulations, doing a great job of allowing the private sector to go in, create wealth in areas. So we need to see more of that here in Southern Arizona. And I would like to go to Washington and continue to cut regulations so people here can provide better for their families so they can make the best living possible.
So as a guy who's worked in the military, with the military, what's the effect? What's going on right now in the world of Fort Huachuca out there in relation to now that we're in 2020 or January?
Well, Fort Huachuca, as you know, and some of your listeners probably know, is the intelligence center of the Army. It's where we train the next wave of intelligence soldiers. So you talk about you know, what's going on right now in Iraq and what you have going on with Iran and terrorists around the world, you know, the next wave of soldiers that are protecting this nation are coming right here from Southern Arizona. They're being trained right here. And so we owe it to them to give them the best training possible, the best equipment possible, so they can go over there, do their job, and come back if need be. So we have a lot of good things going on right here in Southern Arizona with Fort Huachuca, Davis Monthan, and we need to continue to support those operations. But we also have to look into the future and say, what is the strategic outlook moving into the future? Where do we position ourselves, and how do we bring our troops home? Because we can't continue to fight foreign wars and be nation builders around the world. We have to go there, win the fight, and come back.
All right, we're talking to Brandon Martin. If you have a question or comment, 790-2040. You can hit me through the Wastebook or at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. We'll come back, do another segment with Brandon. We'll probably get into something called the border when we come back. Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice. Oh, look at you, Ed Alexander.
Ooh, baby, baby.
7:19 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. We're now getting, I'll do this later. We'll talk about the, people are telling me how much it's going to cost to go to Rita Chang to fly to Moscow. That's the NAU president. We'll get to that later. We're talking to Brandon Martin, who's running for Congress. Remember, go to BrandonMartinForCongress.com. Brandon, welcome back. Let's talk about the border a little bit. There's so many things going on between walls and let's start with this. The USMCA.
Okay.
All right. So here is Trump runs on NAFTA's outdated trash that needs to be replaced. They redo, and we have Congressman Schweiker on the show all the time, and he's on Ways and Means, and he helped work on that sucker to get it done. It gets approved by the Canadians and the Mexican government. Like this, let me do the snap on the air. Okay. And then it gets dragged on by Nancy Pelosi. And for some reason, someone who didn't want to bang on Nancy to get it approved was a lady named Ann Kirkpatrick.
Well, Ann is very, very much working against a lot of good things here in Southern Arizona. She doesn't want to, I don't know why, I can't read her mind, but she doesn't want to see this area succeed, whether it's the economy or whether it's just people coming here and making the best lives for themselves. When the environmental issues come up, you know, working against mining, working against putting jobs into this area, Ann Kirkpatrick is against growth for some reason.
So talk about the border right now. Are you a border wall guy?
I am. Yeah, and we're seeing parts of the wall go up. They're replacing some older parts of the wall. But what we need to do now is, now that we've got the ball rolling on that, we also need to bring up some other issues that are lacking. We need to look at better security. There's camera systems out there, technology that can be used that can help with assisting the Border Patrol in finding people who are crossing. So there's technology out there that can be used to help out with that. And we also need to put more Border Patrol down towards the border. So that's something that I would like to see, more Border Patrol down towards the border. Let them do their jobs. Let them do their jobs. Stop with all the partisan politics and keep this area safe, because that's what the people in CD2 need.
So we have a lot of the asylum seekers that are coming in. And we know that the immigration process itself is broken.
Yes.
So if you get into Congress, what would be some, give me two or three basics on how Brandon Martin would propose to bring a little bit of sanity to the Department of Immigration?
Well, first, I would just build off what Trump's doing right now. Trump's talking about merit-based immigration, and we have that to an extent, but we need to cut some of the red tape from that. We need to look at the best people that are coming in here that want to make this country better. And so with whether it's doctors, lawyers, whatever you're doing to come here, look at that process and streamline it. But the security's first. And then we've talked many times about this. We have to have security before we start making deals on immigration. So before anything there happens, we need to start making the border more secure. And then with people who overstay their visas, we need to get people out of this country. I mean, when Congress makes a law, those laws need to be enforced. So how about we start enforcing our laws, and that'll be a good place to start.
So now we keep on hearing this number of 11, there might be 11 million illegal aliens in America, but then there's a Yale study that said it might be two or three times that. What would you do with those folks, the people who are here still illegally all these years?
Deport them. They need, if you're here, you're breaking the law, and you don't belong here, then you need to go back to wherever it is you're from. I mean, we're expected, everyone here in this building is expected to follow the laws of the United States and the state and city governments and everything. If there's a law in place and there's a consequence for that law, everyone should be treated equally under the law. Send them home.
What are things you talked about previously about continuing some of the regulation cutting and things that the president's pushed so far? What are some things that you think could happen that would make things better for Tucson and Southern Arizona as a whole in relation to regulations and trying to keep the economy rolling and make it even a little better here?
Well, some of the things that I would like to see and what I'm hearing from people out on the trail is, for example, cutting regulations for our farmers and our ranchers, trying to produce a product to put meals and food on the table for Americans. Let's get some of the regulations out of the way. And right now we have food coming in from other countries that don't have the same quality regulations that we do, but we're holding our farmers and our ranchers hostage here. So there's some things that we can do. And on my website, I have a contract with CD2, and we talk about letting the states control the regulations. So if you raise cattle and you sell cattle, then within your state, you should be able to take that, get it slaughtered, and see less regulations from the federal government and let the state control that. So getting some of those federal regulations out of the way and letting farmers and ranchers do their thing would be one big
area. So how do you get around that if they sell it across state lines, right? Then once they sell it across state lines, then the feds can stick their nose in it again.
Right. But, you know, just it's one example of allowing product to move here, country of origin labeling, letting people know where their products are coming from. So that way people can decide, well, I want to buy American raised beef or whatever it may be. So, you know, when you travel across state lines and you sell product across state lines, you're still going to be subject to Fed regulations. But we need to start putting more power back into the states to control these type of things.
Tell me about, we're still saddled with Obamacare. Thanks, John McCain. tell me now that you're second time running this, you've talked to thousands of people in the district. What's the right way to bring some justice to healthcare right now in your mind?
Well, we have the VA as a shining example of how the government can screw up healthcare.
Right.
And I would like to put the power...
I thought you were actually going to say it's a shining example, so I'm glad you said that other part. That was good.
I would like to put the power back into the doctor-patient relationship. Try to get the government out of the process as much as possible, because the government shouldn't be in the process, in my opinion. It should be between you and your doctor. If you need to go get a procedure done, that's between you and your healthcare provider. So the more we can do that, the better I think everyone's going to be. As far as their pocketbooks.
So what's the mechanics of that look like? How do you drag down premiums again? Because the premiums are still damn high. Everyone's running around with their $7,000 deductible and they can't even use their health insurance. So what's the way of, you know, making, you know, let the market forces at play a little better? And at the same time, there are people with either pre-existing conditions or who are just need health care that can't afford it. How do you do that balancing act?
Allow people to buy across state lines, allow them to pull together. We put so many restrictions on healthcare providers that you have to perform these tests and you have to do these steps, when doctors, they go to school for a reason, to learn how to treat and practice medicine. Let them practice medicine instead of the government, who has, in my opinion, they don't even know how the internet works. I mean, you watch the Zuckerberg interview or the questioning that took place, and some of these people don't even know how the internet works, but they're going to tell us how to run healthcare.
Right.
So stop telling doctors, you know, what tests they have to run, and put it back into local control, into the doctor's hands. Allow people to buy across state lines.
So only another minute or two left. There's right now 3 to 4 other people in this race against you. Why Brandon Martin over the other folks? Why would they pull the lever for you?
We had a good showing in the last election in 2018. We have the ability to go out with name ID and get this done. We have people that have jumped into the race as first time candidates that are trying to start from the ground up and doing a poor job of it. Now, down in LD14, where I'm at, we have two conservative representatives. We have Gail Griffin and Becky Nutt, and we have David Gowan, conservative senator. Not one of my opponents, where they live, have a Republican sitting at the state house. So what I would say to them is go run locally. If you think you can improve CD2 or you think you can improve a part of Tucson, why aren't you doing it locally? Go back to your own district.
Well, some people could say the same about you, right? Because you ran for the first time, went right to Congress
three Republicans.
2 years ago. I'm just saying, you could have ran for Sierra Vista Town Council or something.
Well, you can, absolutely. I mean, you can go down to the town council if you want, but town council really doesn't play in Cochise County in Sierra Vista. It doesn't really play into the R's and D's as it does in this race. You know, on the town council, people aren't caring whether you're Republican or Democrat. That's pretty much handled down there. So I live in a conservative area, and we're trying to bring a message of, well, look, when you cut regulations and you cut spending, the economy goes crazy. So we need to cut taxes for the individuals now. Like, we match those up with the cuts that were given to corporations, and people will start having more money to spend and start spending more money. There's a lot of things
we're
we can do.
We're out of time. One more time. How can people follow your campaign?
BrandonMartinForCongress.com. Follow us on Facebook. We're all over the district. We're going to be, I think we have at least 7 events this month that I can think of off the top of my head. We're going to start posting things to Facebook as they come up. Come out and join us. BrandonMartinForCongress.com. I look forward to working for you in Washington.
All right. Good seeing you, sir. Have a good day. Have a good week.